The Range Wars. The bitter conflict between cattlemen and sheepmen covered nearly 5 decades, in which more than 50 humans and some 53,000 sheep were killed. This conflict began in Texas and Colorado, but spread to other territories where cattlemen objected to the entry of sheep onto the ranges. Most cowboys disliked the sheepherders as much as their bosses did. A cowboy that was sympathetic to the sheepmen was called a sheep dipper. As the cattle ranges in Texas became overstocked in the 1880s, violence increased between the sheepmen and cattlemen. When the Arctic winter of 1886-87 caused cattle to die by the thousands, the open range way of doing business pretty much ended. Cattlemen realized that if they wanted to succeed, they had to be in the land business as well as the cattle business. Consequently, competition for the remaining public domain became intense. Cattle ranchers, small stockmen, homesteaders, and sheepmen all vied for the properties available. The number of sheep increased slowly but steadily across the West. Simple economic reality favored sheep ranching. Sheep produced two products, wool and mutton, and both could be produced more economically than beef. Sheep could subsist on range that would not support cattle. A sheep could live on sagebrush and sparse upland grasses, and they required a third less water than cattle needed. Another factor was that investment in a sheep operation was considerably less than that for an efficient cattle operation. One of the men who realized the benefits of sheep ranching was Bryant B. Brooks, a pioneer Wyoming cattle rancher who was also the state's governor from 1905 to 1911. According to Bill O'Neill, in his book, Cattlemen vs. Sheepherders, Brooks soon discovered that sheep brought year-round jobs to Wyoming and a steadier measure of prosperity than other agricultural enterprises. Brooks decided that he too would enter the sheep business. He bought a band of 3,000 sheep in Denver. The band had not been shorn, nor had they yet lambed. Brooks realized a handsome profit, which encouraged him to invest more heavily in sheep. Another thing that came home to Brooks was the fact that sheep were less injurious to the range than were cattle. Cattle graze over the same range all the year and feed differently from sheep, invariably eating the coarser, taller grasses first, thereby destroying the seed stalks so the ranges do not reseed. Sheep eat flowers, weeds, and fine grass first, and let the stalks alone. Many cattlemen refused to have anything to do with the detested sheep, and some of them were so adamant as to wage war against the sheepmen. These attacks were usually aimed at isolated sheep camps. The attackers were mounted cowboys who often wore masks, sometimes made of gunny sacks. Gunny sackers became a common name for these marauders. While most of the sheep were shot, there were times when the animals were clubbed with axe handles or wagon wheel spokes. Some of the sheep did not die outright, but had their backs broken or were otherwise maimed. In Colorado, sheepmen were quick to rebel when a cattleman's organization in Pueblo County announced that sheep would have to be confined to certain ranges. The sheepmen issued a strong statement of their own. If you have not already learned, you are now made to understand that wool and mutton are as necessary as beef and broad-brimmed hats and revolvers. The statement of the sheepmen was ignored. When sheep rancher A.D. Robinson brought 2,400 head of sheep into Los Animas County, adjacent to Pueblo and Huerfano counties, 8 or 10 men struck, killing and wounding a large number. War after war was reported throughout the range country where cattlemen and sheepmen were pitted against each other. It was in Wyoming where cattlemen put up their strongest defense to keep sheep from taking over their ranges. The Wyoming Stock Growers Association commanded a powerful position in territorial affairs. The WSGA had an annual budget of $52,796, compared to the entire territorial budget of $38,000.